This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Preparations are in full swing for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government at the centre tomorrow. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister for the third term in a row. The ceremony will be held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow. The President will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of the Union Council of Ministers. Mr. Modi met President Draupadi Murmu yesterday and staked claim to form a new government. Prior to that, an NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda submitted a letter to the President stating that Mr. Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Speaking outside the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that the NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Leaders from India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region will attend the ceremony as distinguished guests. Leaders have started arriving for the swearing-in ceremony. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina arrived in New Delhi this afternoon. The External Affairs Ministry said Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu, Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushpa Kamal Dehal Prachand and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Topge will attend the ceremony. The leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. The Extended Congress Working Committee, CWC, has unanimously passed a resolution requesting Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi today, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said, the CWC believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh added that the recent elections serve as a booster dose for the Congress party. He noted that the party will conduct a thorough analysis of its election performance at the state level. Senior party leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and party general secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and other party leaders were present in the meeting. The BJP is yet to finalize the name of the new chief minister of Odisha. Scene of action is now shifted to Delhi, where the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a final call. The BJP's 78-member legislature party meeting has been convened to formally elect the leader in presence of two party central observers. Several names of chief minister probables are doing the rounds. Prominent among those are Jewel Oram, Dharminder Pradhan, newly elected MLAs Suresh Pujari, Mohan Charan Majhi, and former Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir and Controller and Auditor General of India, Girish Chandra Murmu. The BJP had a resounding victory in the Odisha Assembly elections by winning 78 of the 147 seats, leaving 51 for BJD, 14 for Congress and 4 for others. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has said that the whole process of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2024, has been very transparent and the integrity of the examination throughout the country was not compromised. The examination was held on the 5th of May and the result was declared on 4th of June. Addressing media in New Delhi over the issues raised by the candidates, Director General NTA Subodh Kumar Singh said there was no paper leak. He said the issue concerning the NEET exam is related to 6 centres and 1,600 candidates who have lost their time due to wrong distribution of question paper. He said the NTA has formed a high-powered committee to analyse the grievances of these 1,600. 3 people have been killed and 6 injured in a massive fire that broke out at a factory in Delhi's Narela industrial area in the VRs. Speaking to Akashvani News, the fire department said a call was received at 3:38 a.m. and 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. The injured have been taken to the nearest hospital. India will take on Germany in the FIH Hockey Pro League in London today. In an earlier encounter, India defeated Germany 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.